Hey, this is ProTrex, and you're listening to Default Radio, the most badass freak show on the net. God damn it, I'm a lamer.
Been dazed and confused for so long, it's not true. Wanted a woman, never bargained for you. Lots of people talking, few of them know. Soul of a woman was created for love.
Radio episode 20. Today's date, I don't know. Not theory. What's today?
Good question.
That's a good question, Doug. What's today's date?
April 2nd,
2004. That's it, man. I don't even know what fucking day it is. But yeah, I'm your host, Decoder, and I'm joined here with fucking, of course, the engineer, Doug.
Yeah.
Not theory.
You.
And this fucking thing still can't find driver.cab. Cab driver? too. I'm telling you, try to copy it like 1,000 times.
I'm going to hit enter again. Okay, anyway, yeah, I'm just, don't mind me. I'm trying to, like, install something here. Anyway. Yeah, this is Default Radio. We do stuff with, like, phones and whatnot. The first thing I want to say is that there hasn't been a Default Daily since Monday, and, I mean, just, I've been busy. What are you going to do? Sue me. I told them from the beginning it was poetic license with that daily horse shit, you know? Somebody had mentioned to me, they're like, man, if it's too much to do it daily, why don't you just do it weekly? Good idea, right? Good fucking idea. It's still not installing it, yo.
We should do something weekly. We've never done that in a while.
I know, man. We should do it weekly. I don't know. Like, that dude was right. This is what we're doing right now. Weekly.
Default yearly.
Well, as a matter of fact, what's the one? We want to start a new one. It's going to be called Good Morning Default. Anyway. Okay, you know what? This thing is not, it's not copying the driver.cab.
When you try it like 1,000 times?
This is like the fifth time trying it. It takes like...
Just hold down the enter key.
You mean hold it down?
Just hold it down. Just do it for like 10 minutes.
Okay. If that's what you think is going to work. I say I just hit escape.
Yeah, then have no drivers.
What's the driver.cab? I don't need a cab driver on my computer.
The Microsoft cabinet file that contains all of the drivers.
Is that what that is?
Yep.
Mother fuck me straight into my asshole.
No, that's okay. This Maybe on another episode, though.
Oh, yeah. Future episode. By the way, speaking of things we're supposed to do on other episodes, last week we had fucking Stank Dog on the show, and we did a lot of shit. We cannot copy the fucking file. Okay, anyway, we did a lot of shit on the show. One of the things was we called up NAMBLA, and I said how I was going to get, I was going to own NAMBLA by having them call my fucking K7 voicemail and get their Annie, but you know what? I didn't, because you know why? I've been busy, okay? So maybe some other time. We might have it in a couple of weeks.
Oh, well.
That's all I can tell you. You guys out there, our listeners, you want to do it yourselves? It might even afford you if you can send us a fucking, God, if you could give me these numbers and make me be lazy, more lazy than I already am, and not have to do it, you might get it at defaultradio.com email address. Because you know what? I don't think anybody wants one of those. Didn't we offer that? Say you do something cool, you give us something cool, you get one? I mean, come on. Do something and ask for one.
Oh, speaking of which, speaking of numbers and all that stuff, am I cutting out?
No, you're not. You're sound fine. All right.
All right, yeah, this guy, what's his handle? Zine895, X-I-N-E.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He sent a cool thing to support the whole phone book thing that we mentioned last
now
week.
You're breaking up.
Ah, well, he said, hello?
Yeah.
He sent us episodes 1 through 9 of phone book entries, like numbers we mentioned on the show.
Really?
So we're going to put that on the site soon.
Yeah, who's this guy?
Zine895, X-I-N-E-895.
X-I-N-E-895?
Yeah.
I've never even heard of him, but, you know, big shouts to fucking him. If he did that, that's fucking lit. That's the type of shit that gets you a fucking at defaultradio.com email address. Doug, get him one.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, if you want Zine895 or Zine895.
Yeah, dude, Zine895, just request it. Send an email to 1111 at defaultradio.com and 1111, of course, you know, numerical, and just request it. Say, look, I'm the fucker who gave you all the numbers. I want the email address. You'll get one. You get it pointed wherever the fuck you want. Anyway. Bush at defaultradio.com goes to fucking, Bush at whitehouse.gov. President at whitehouse.gov.
Alright.
It does. Anyway.
The hell?
Wow, we really have nothing to do, do we? All right, you know what? There's another thing I got to say about this show right here.
Sucks.
Yeah, besides the fact that it sucks, I had something planned for this episode, but you know what? I have been able to get online and fucking all day.
Oh, now I don't feel as bad.
Huh?
Now I don't feel that bad because I haven't been online all week either.
not all week, all day. I haven't been able to get online all day. Okay, still not finding driver.cab. And I fucking couldn't get any of my emails, so if you send me emails and I'm not reading it, I did get an email from fucking Twirls, right? And Twirls sent me this list of all these numbers for the Church of Scientology. Like all their different branches or whatever, which was damn fucking cool. And but I don't have that email because I'm not online. So if anybody else, I think, What was the dude's name who sent us the email about the AutoZone, the 700, the 800 number where you could dial the 700 number and store number? All right, well, my apologies to him, because once again, I don't have my emails because I couldn't get online. But he also sent some info, you know what I'm saying? He said that that store number that he put down, was he was just using it as an example, and that wasn't necessarily a store number, which is why we're having problems. So that's another thing we got to take care of. So my apologies to all these people, because I can't get fucking online. It's not my fault. Fucking Windows 2000 Professional can't find fucking driver.cab. Anyway. Yep. There was this one dude, though, who was supposed to come by here and hook me up with fucking Nopix, and he never showed, so.
Yeah, man, I don't know what's up with these people.
Yeah, people say they're going to do shit, then they fucking don't. That's why I'm fucked, sitting here with Windows 2000.
It's all my fault. Maybe I'll do the show from my cell phone. I'll fucking drive to your place right now.
You should.
And drop
down. Get on your cell, man. Get on it. I'll answer the door. I don't care.
I don't think you will.
What do you mean you don't think I will?
I don't think you will.
Whatever. I dare you.
You triple dog dare me?
Oh, yeah. I'd be having a little better time fucking with that than this. Yeah, you know. But anyway, so I don't know. What are we fucking doing today, man? I mean, I don't got shit. We could sit here and bullshit like a bunch of idiots, like we always fucking do. What are you doing with your shoes? You going somewhere? Okay, never mind. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Domestic violence on default radio.
Yeah, that's it.
A very special.
It's like an after school movie or a Lifetime movie. You know, I was speaking of that. I was fucking. You know how much shit I gave you, Doug, about the fact that you watch Will and Grace?
Yeah.
You know, Lucky got on the comp the other day.
Oh, no.
This is what he said to me. He's like, dude, I just saw the latest movie on Lifetime.
Oh, come on,
dude. He was telling me it was this movie about this dude, like this kid who was like this big-time social engineer, hacksaw, and he was fucking around and doing all this crazy stuff. And I was like, dude, where'd you see this? He's like, on Lifetime. I just hung up the phone. I haven't talked to him since.
You know, Lifetime movies, though, they're really bad.
Well, how would you know?
They're just bad. My mom watches Lifetime, like, all the time, and I always see that on the television. It's terrible.
Overy TV. Yeah, we don't need that on default radio. We don't need to talk of Lifetime.
Yeah, we were talking about Disney last week. We don't need to talk about Linda Vaughn.
That was all Stank's fault. I still blame him. No shouts to Stank Dog for doing that to me.
At least we called the Disney California Adventure. Hey, you know my brother's actually in Disneyland right now. Maybe we should call Payphone.
We should. Stank knows my intense hatred, my deep-seated hatred of Disney and what they stand for. He knows. That's why he brought it up. It was perfect. It was all purposely.
I think that would be funny if we called the Payphone to Disneyland right now. My brother picks up. That'd be hilarious.
That would be. All right, you know what? It's not finding driver.cab. What am I going to do?
Skip it and see what happens.
Escape. It's only at 17%. Setup is only up to 18% now. Okay, it's going. All right, whatever. My driver.
Phone book's on the site.
Maybe it's just the driver cabinet, not necessarily all the drivers.
No, that's where all the drivers are, I'm telling you.
No, that's just where they go. They can just put them other places now.
All right, Dakota, here's what it looks like on the phone book here. He has like a section of episode one, and then he has websites that are mentioned and numbers.
Nice.
And then for each episode, then he has miscellaneous notes, which he has like the packet eight. We mentioned some packet eights, lady name, calling card number once, conferences that we've been on for guests.
Really?
Instance we used, yeah.
Well, whoever this dude is, Zion, what was the numbers? Eight something?
It's on the top of the scan page. Oh, it just says Zion, actually, when he has the credit for on us.
Okay, well, okay, so that was probably just his email.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's how he pronounces it. I would assume he pronounces it Zine. Fucking
yeah.
Big shouts to Zine, man. Definitely. That's fucking cool. He's getting a fucking at defaultradio.com. You want one? Listeners, you want an at default radio? I wouldn't, because this show sucks, but I'm on it, so I have to have one. But if you want one for some fucking odd reason, do something cool like that. You know? Anyway.
Yeah, he has also an email address section on miscellaneous notes where it's like, Sylvania Panazueo or whatever at 8x8.com.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's
where it's some packet 8 lighting on episode 2.
Yeah, that was from episode 2.5, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I should change that there.
But anyway, so I don't know. Not theory, what do you got for me today? I know you got
Ron's
some shit.
Abe's tree name.
Jack shit.
You don't have nothing?
I never have anything, man.
Oh, man, it's like we do nothing all week. We do so much, but, you know, it's all top secret. We can't talk about it.
Yep.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the break with, I don't know.
Default Radio Black Ops.
That's it. That's what it is, man. We're out there doing shit. The shit I say I'm going to do, like, Default Daily and owning people at NAMBLA. Oh, dude, what the fuck is wowfacts.dll?
It's like some facts thing.
Do I want it? Do I care?
Like a fax that goes, wow.
Wow, you've got facts.
Wow, you've got facts.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm going to try to see if it'll copy wowfacts.dll again now. It's not escape, my favorite key.
Dude.
What the fuck is wowfacts.ui.dll?
Dude, this
dude,
is like...
Anything that says wow, you can skip.
All right, skip wow.
Dude, Decoder, this is like CCCPR, but with Windows instead of Linux set up.
Right? Yeah, big shouts to Hack and Slash and fucking Elemist, definitely. And I heard Elemist was going to keep it going.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I hope it does. Fucking, all, of course, good fucking luck, you know, because doing a show is fucking hard. All right?
Yes.
It's real fucking hard.
It's all about doing TV shows these days.
That's what I'm saying, because at least I can just, like, do a little dance or something and keep people fucking interested. Right now, we're just talking.
I know. I can get up and listen to you.
I can do a jig or something, you know?
You know how I'm going to have a lot of viewers on my internet TV show? I'm going to have a lot of hot chicks in L.A.
That's it. That's what I'm saying. That's what I would do.
That's all it's going to be. It's going to be like Howard Stern.
Wait, my computer's going to reboot in 11 seconds. 10 seconds.
Oh, you're doomed.
9 seconds. 8 seconds.
What is it, with the red bar?
Yeah, 6.
Oh, you're passing the thing. It's all right.
4. God damn it. I hate computers.
God damn it. I hate phones.
Shut the hell up.
So, Nick84 updated Default Daily. Or, I mean, not updated. I mean, I don't have any, because we didn't mention
it. Oh, yeah. That's another thing. If you check out the defaultradio.com site, Nick84 recorded all those things. And you know fucking what, Doug?
What?
I got a problem with you about that.
What?
Okay. Nick84 is in fucking the UK, all right?
Yeah.
Why does he have to? He's not recording those things.
I don't know, dude. I didn't ask.
No,
him
listen. You're not letting me fucking finish, okay?
Fuck you.
It's not free for him to be doing that.
I know.
Why don't you just fucking save him the trouble? We appreciate it, Nick, but I mean, you're paying money to do it. I don't want to see you paying money for that crappy fucking thing that we put out every day on a telephone number.
No, the thing is,
wait. How do you know he doesn't have Vonage or something like that?
Oh,
yeah,
no,
I mean,
he was saying that I think he mentioned it, that it was costing him money. On the forums, he mentioned that.
Well, the thing is, like, I don't know, man. I didn't ask him to do it or anything. He just generously, like, decided to do it.
Oh, most definitely. Out of strictly generosity, just because he's fucking cool, he was doing it. But I'm saying, Doug, why don't you just cut the dude a little slack? He does a lot for Default fucking Radio. And just record the fucking things, man.
Why can't Lucky do it?
Because Lucky's a noob.
Why don't we just, like, have another engineer on the show?
Oh, now we need another engineer,
maybe?
We need
to have, like, the Default Radio staff.
we need, like, a fucking team to get this shit done. And you know what?
Director.
This is the best. It's unfortunate because we really do need, like, a team of fucking experts to get this shit done. But then look at this. It's Default Radio. It's episode 20. This is supposed to be some milestone, and we got shit. Nothing. We're not even talking about anything.
We need writers, damn it.
Oh, yeah, we need writers, exactly. No, I have no problem with doing this, but my problem is I couldn't get online today. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, shit, Doug, you don't got nothing, right? Nothing
right.
to talk about? Nothing? Nothing?
Busy all week.
I don't got nothing either.
No, nothing.
Oh, this is great. It's just fucking great.
Hell, I'm wasting minutes to be on this show, too. You know?
Shut the fuck up. We don't care about your money.
We should all just drop. That's it.
Yeah, right? This should be it. I was going to make this the last episode, as a matter of fact.
Not there. You're transfer Miller on the bridge. Let's get out of here.
All right, yeah, that sounds good.
You know, maybe we should just call numbers. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't have any of my numbers, since they're all on my other computer.
You don't write shit down?
Yeah, I write it down with a keyboard into a notepad.
That's so lame, bro. What if, like, your shit gets owned, then, like, you have no more numbers?
I know. It's unfortunate, isn't it?
You should always write down, you know? The only way you can get owned by that is someone goes to your house and burns the paper, you know?
Yo, Doug, call Lucky.
What, his house?
Yeah. Call Lucky.
All right.
We're going to call numbers. We're calling Lucky.
All right, I'll try. Hold on.
All right. Man, old fucking man.
Yeah, he wants the call-in number.
Does he?
Yeah.
Well, he can't be on Default Radio. I mean, he's banned. You know what I'm doing right now? Oh, yeah, by the way, the intro music. Led Mother Fucking Zeppelin. Dazed and Confused. And if you don't like it, suck a cock.
I don't like it. Does that mean I have to suck a cock?
Yes.
Actually, no, that is one Led Zeppelin song that I like. But
am I on the air? Did you guys just call me?
Lucky 225, you are live on Default Radio.
I pick up the phone and I hear you talking about Led Zeppelin, and I'm like, hello?
Live 225.
Lucky. 225 is live. He's back on Default.
No, you're not back on Default yet, Lucky. But
oh,
this
no?
is what I'm going to tell you, Lucky. Maybe next week you will be back. We'll see. But for now, you're just here as a guest.
Okay.
All right. So, Lucky, I got to ask you a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, here's the problem with today's episode of Default Radio. I can't get online, so I don't have shit. I don't have shit to talk about because I fucking can't get online.
Okay, so you want something to... You want some conversational pieces.
Yeah. Well, you know what I heard through the grapevine?
What did you hear through the grapevine?
I heard that you got a job, Lucky.
Yeah.
Lucky 225 is now employed. And what is your occupation?
Well, I will just say that it has something to do with private investigations.
Private investigations.
Yeah.
Now, why don't you talk to us about the private investigations and whatnot?
He works at Pizza Hut.
Yeah, right.
You work at the Pizza Hut investigating fucking pepperonis.
I really, due to my confidentiality, I mean, I can't really divulge too much information about my particular business. However, I did want to discuss some social engineering, but I would like to save that for a later episode. That's why I kind of...
I know what episode we're saving that for. Excuse me. I don't think it's ever going to happen.
Well, I believe it'll happen, and...
Call him up.
I'm hoping it'll be next week, okay, to
call him up. No. Call him up now.
Right now.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Are you kidding me?
Call
man?
Him up. This is Default Extravaganza. We're calling
right,
everybody.
Look,
we called you.
Call the bridge?
Huh?
This is costing me money calling. Let
oh,
me,
okay,
let
okay.
Call
Lucky, give Lucky the bridge number. Get him on here.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, you're on.
No,
bye,
Lucky.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you know what? That's what we're going to do. We're just going to fucking pretend like we're just having a normal fucking conversation. This is going to be recorded at Default Radio. Episode fucking 20. Something's going to happen. The shit is bound to hit the fucking fan. It's going to be pandemonium eventually. It's not right now.
Nope, not at all.
Not right now. It's a little slow. It's a little slow moving. There he is. Lucky 225. You are live on Default.
I love the number, by the way.
Oh, yeah. The number? It's all about this number. Now, anyway, get him on.
All right.
Don't three-way it back.
You kind of caught me off guard. Wait a second.
Don't three-way it back until you verify with this person. Yeah, exactly.
Call him.
Let's do this.
All right. Hold on 1 second.
All right. Lucky is about to call someone very special, and it's not going to work, but whatever. It doesn't fucking matter. Nothing with the show ever does fucking work. I just got to, once again, apologize to the fucking listeners. It ain't my fault I couldn't get online. It's Microsoft's fault. No, it's not Theory's fault for not bringing me fucking Nopics.
Listen, dude, I told you a million times during the week, let me know when I can drop
Dude, I told you like 3 days ago. I said Friday. Come by fucking Friday. I'm going to be home definitely because I'm going to have to be fucking installing shit on this other fucking computer. And lo and behold, I don't see nothing.
Listeners, don't believe him.
No Nopics.
I'll drop it off after the show. Maybe I'll drop it off during the show.
Dude, get on the cell phone. Come fucking over, man. Just like always, though, I have to warn you, I do the show naked.
Oh, Jesus.
I've disrobed already.
I will just go down to the street and wait for you to come out and pick the computer.
I'll come out in my fucking bathroom, bro. I don't fucking give a shit. I'm like, what's his name? Vinny the Chin.
As long as I don't have to fucking stare at your junk, I'm fine.
You know Vinny the Chin?
No, I have no idea.
You don't know Vinny the... Or what's his name, Vinny? Something the Chin. They called him the Chin. And when he got busted, because he was in the fucking mafia, of course, when he got busted, what happened was he tried to pretend he was crazy, and what he would do is he would go to court, like, in his bathrobe and shit, unkempt, you know?
Decoder.
Yes, Lucky.
The particular person is eating right now. Every time I call him, man, I swear.
He's eating?
But anyway. Yeah,
he's a good eater. He's a good fucking eater.
Yeah. Well...
Oh, that's
like
cool.
I
that's cool.
Like
don't
I
worry.
Said, I want to save this for next week. I really got something that I want to demonstrate on the show.
Okay. Perfectly fine. Well, then, why don't we move on to a different topic? Lucky, why don't we get into something else that doesn't involve social engineering, or maybe in a lesser, to a lesser extent. Now, what you didn't want to get into, does it involve a particular chain of fast food restaurants that don't serve hamburgers or tacos, but they serve something else?
No.
So why don't we do that? Why don't we do the Pizza Hut? Because you know what I'm saying? One thing people don't know about verification of numbers or getting people's docs is that Pizza Hut is a very important resource. Pizza Hut is essential in the work we do. It's imperative that we know the Pizza Hut protocol.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So now, why don't we do a little Pizza Hut demonstration of our own?
Definitely. And hold on one second so I can get some verifiable docs.
All right, get your verifiable docs. Not Theory and I will hear. We'll speak amongst ourselves.
Okay.
All right. Get your docs, get everything verifiable, and explain what we're going to do. And this will be a little preliminary introduction, if you will, to what's going to go down next fucking week. And you know what? The listeners know that if I say something's going to happen next week, it ain't going to happen for like a couple of months. So Every time. The Sprint phone thing, I didn't do that for like four episodes later. The NAMBLA thing, we were supposed to have it today. I don't fucking have it. I'm sorry. I'm lazy. I'm busy. Whatever.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know what I'm doing right now?
What are you doing?
I'm listening to KMFDM, an album called Money, and I suggest that everyone go out there and buy it, don't download it. Now, the reason I'm telling you to go buy this and not download it is not because I'm down with the RIAA or fucking anything else. The reason I'm telling you to buy it is because KMFDM, they're not backed by no fucking major label. They fucking don't do shit like that. KMFDM is do-it-yourself. So you want to give those guys money.
Hey, which guy from KMFDM moved over to Manson?
That was Tim Skold, and he's not an original member of KMFDM. Skold joined them for the album known as Symbols, which was the title of the album was just a bunch of symbols, like a bomb, a fucking skull. It was just five symbols. Most people know that album as Symbols. And other people called it MDFMK because it said KMFDM backwards on it. Until MDFMK actually came out, which Skold was also on that album, and he also was on an album called Adios.
Okay.
But then after that, Skold went over to Manson to make more fucking money, and you know what? KMFDM, the people of the KMFDM camp don't blame them, because you know what? There's no money in being KMFDM. These people pay for their fucking tours. They pay to make these records. So the only way they make money is you buying that shit in the store and not downloading it. Download fucking Michael Jackson. Download Metallica. You listen to Godsmack? Download that shit. Nobody cares about them. You know, that isn't real music.
How they make money, too?
Deprive them of their money. They're on major labels. No one cares about them. But if you're listening to some underground fucking shit, buy it. In the store. Pay the money. Because, you know, you could download 10 million songs by, like, the Beatles or fucking Led Zeppelin, or fucking Guns N' Roses, you know what I'm saying? Or anything that's on a major label and that's a popular fucking music. Well, you know damn well that if you buy the fucking Led Zeppelin album, you know Robert fucking Plant isn't going to see most of that money. It's going to be the fucking Warner Brothers or whoever fucking his label is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when you buy a KMFDM record, the money goes to those dudes.
I got some information that I...
All right, enough talk about KMFDM. Let's go. Give a little introduction to what we're going to do here with Pizza Hut.
Basically, I just brought out the white pages. I looked up a very familiar name, Perez.
Perez, okay.
This happens to be an Amelia Perez at 12406 Benson Avenue. Now, don't harass this lady. We're just using her as a demonstration. Her information is public. It's in the white pages, okay?
Okay, Perez. What's the address?
It's 12409 Benson Avenue.
Spell that avenue what?
Benson, B-E-N-S-O-N.
Benson, like the guy in the Jeffersons.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, now, what we're going to do here is I got her phone number right here out of the white pages, and we're going to call up Pizza Hut.
Now, this is in where? This is in Chino Hills?
Yeah, no, this is in Chino.
This is in Chino, okay. Chino, California. We're going to call the Chino Pizza Hut. Would you like me to do this, or do you want to do the honors?
Oh, I was going to just do the honors.
All right, so I don't need the number then. I don't need the number. I was writing all this down. I thought I was going to do it.
Oh, no,
you
can
code it three-way because Lucky's just going to get disconnected.
No, yeah, Lucky, let Lucky do it. Lucky do it, whatever.
Okay, now obviously, you know, this all depends on whether or not they order pizza. But, I mean, most people
Let me give this a little introduction because you're kind of going ahead of yourself here.
Yeah. Where's my son?
What we're doing is that although this number was found in the white pages, which is why there's no reason to harass this person, right? What happens is if you're not listed, you might call up. Now, you're not in the phone book. You have an unlisted, unpublished number. You call 401, you try to look you up, you ain't going to find shit. You look in the phone book, you ain't going to find it. But when you fucking call Pizza Hut and those motherfuckers say, okay, what do you want, fucking a large pie? Okay, what's your name? And you tell them, my name is fucking Jack Perez. And they say, okay, what's your address? And you tell them, 12409 fucking Benson Avenue. And you give them your phone number. You're unlisted, but you're giving them all of your fucking info. So now, anybody can go call up that Chino fucking Pizza Hut, and all they have to do is say they're you, and watch what happens. Lucky, go right ahead.
Yep, going.
This is going to be leet, although it's probably not going to work. It works 100% of the time, except it won't work today.
Like a previous episode?
Yeah, nothing ever works on the episodes. We've been doing this all week without a problem.
Yep. I could go for some pizza right now, though.
Oh, yeah. What's the name of my company?
Yeah, I could hold. Thank you. Okay, we're going to be on hold with
that. All right, we're on hold. What's the name of my company?
What?
Windows wants the name of my company.
Default Radio Corporation.
Okay.
Default.
Okay.
Default Inc.
That's it. Default Inc. Why am I personalizing this shit? I don't really want to. What's the computer name? Default. I don't want an administrator password.
Yeah, leave it on default.
Actually, yeah, default. No, password.
Just make it one. No one will guess that.
I know.
That's what I do, but it's another one-digit number.
This is a good Came at the End song, man. Sex on the Flag.
Download it or buy it today.
Buy it. Don't download it.
Or buy it from iTunes, because at least they still get money that way.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
All those. Well, you know, I don't even know if Cam and FDM would be on one of those, because they're all independent.
Maybe not.
Jeez, I don't know what's up. They must be busy over there.
Or get it from Pepsi Music.
What?
Pepsi Music. Oh, I got an announcement, Decoder.
Oh, really?
Someone got an email address. I set up one for Kizzle. He sent us a good email saying he wanted one, and there's a good reason. He made the old roof trampoline picture one time.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I forgot about that shit. Yeah,
so
Kizzle gets one.
Kizzle, I'm making an announcement right now. You have Kizzle at defaultradio.com.
Yeah, Kizzle gets one.
Nice.
Most definitely.
Wait. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to make a delivery over here. I got a party. I'm sorry. I'm on three-way.
Okay, delivery's actually an hour and a half right now. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, what's your phone number?
Yeah, it's 909-627-7919.
That's Benson and Walnut.
Yeah, do you get the right address there? What's the address?
12406.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And that's it. Owned. Okay, so if you're unlisted, we did that with somebody who was listed in the phone book simply so that you people don't go out there and harass them. But if that was somebody unlisted, unfucking published number, they order fucking Pizza Hut, you got them. Just by a simple call. Pizza Hut gives up the info like that.
Yeah, now normally, I don't know, that guy gave the cross street. So I guess they might be getting a little smarter, but usually they just read off the address.
Now, Lucky, by the way, Domino's Pizza usually gives me the cross streets.
Yeah, because that's how they send their drivers out there, by the cross street. But not by a fucking address, because people looking at houses, it's easier just to know the cross street. Hey, I got a question real quick. It's in my fucking goddamn setup. It's up to the fucking modem dialing information. This got fucked up before. It won't let me just not enter in an area code for the area code I'm in now.
What is it, WoW modem.exe?
Well, what happens is it won't let me go next. If I can't put my area code because I use multiple area codes.
Yeah, but you can disable it later. Don't worry about it.
I don't know how to do that.
Well,
I know. I'm going to enter an area code, then I'm going to delete it, and then it lets me go next.
Just make your area code 500.
Oh, dude, it's not going.
No. Decoder. Any area code. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
And then later on, you just change the dialing rules.
All right. Next. Today's date, okay, GMT, no, why am I in fucking Pacific time? It keeps putting me in Pacific time, this piece of shit. But anyway, yeah, enough of my fucking idiotic problems.
Yeah, but anyways, yeah, like we were saying, I mean, there you go. Easy, simple enough, you know, just call the Pizza Hut and just give them a phone number, and yeah, there you go, you got their address.
And they're fucking owned.
You know, I don't know if they order from Pizza Hut or not, but the thing is, it's like everyone orders pizza.
Exactly. It's not just Pizza Hut. It's anywhere. You just have to. Pizza Hut is nice enough to say it right away. They just spit your address back out at you. But if you just if it's just mom and pop pizza store down the block, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All you do is you fucking call them up, and when they ask for your phone number, just be like, you know, if they ask for the address, be like, oh, I think you have my phone number on file. And they'll be like, okay, what's your phone number? Yeah, when they ask for your phone, I'm like, okay, yeah, we got that. Ask them, say, can you verify that address? Because last time they had the address wrong. And they'll just say it, man. It's just a really simple social engineer. Pizza Hut makes it really simple simply because they ask you for the phone number, then they spit the address back out at you. So
yeah.
It's just too simple.
Hell, even people that make their cell phones their main phone will be on that database.
Yeah, they'll be on there. You give somebody a cell phone. Chances are, you know, it's worth a shot. It's worth a fucking shot. That's the point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That no matter what, a cell phone, anything. Or even, when we were talking on the bridge, I think Nathuri mentioned it, that how I give fucking like a milliwatt for my home number to the fucking pizza store, right? Well, shit, you want to own some freakers?
Around.
Call up fucking all the Pizza Huts and fucking give them the milliwatt number, see what address you return.
All right.
Seriously.
You
can own me like that easily.
I think, I believe Doug's on 6280002. There you go.
Oh, yeah. Owned. Own him. Call
that's
up the Pizza Hut.
Talking about.
Try right now, Lucky. See if you give him a milliwatt number. Do it. All right, I guess we're not going to do that.
All
right, wait. I got to wait while Setup installs components. Anyway. So what is it? How long have we been going? Is that it? Is that all we fucking got? Is some Pizza Hut?
Oh, come on, man. We got...
Lame.
I mean, we got... Oh, I don't really... Like...
Dude, what's happening?
That's Lucky's packet eight, dude.
Lucky, your packet eight is like fucking having like a seizure.
He's like, hey, guys.
Oh.
Hello.
Oh, wait.
Dude,
wait,
stop
wait.
Talking. Fucking...
You guys now?
Packet fucking eight, bro. What
that's
fuck?
Am I serious?
Dude, stop. Lucky.
Dude, Lucky. It's like when you unplug the cable, how, like, you know, it has an echo. That's what we're hearing.
Yeah, stop talking, please. Oh, speaking of that, I found a number, right? An AT&T verification number in Maryland, where when you call it, it starts to play the verification thing, then it echoes, and it fucking and it kicks me back to my fucking 4E tandem.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you want to hear that shit?
Yeah, let's call it right now. All right,
let me see if I can find my fucking notebook, because, like I said, that might be written down on paper. That's a really interesting number. Now, once again, in case people don't understand, I'm fucking using AT&T for my long distance, right? And AT&T uses those fucking goddamn 4Es all over the place. And who just dropped?
Lucky.
You're still here, right, not there?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, anyway, all right, you're back, Lucky.
I'm back. Am I fine?
Yeah, you sound fine now. No more of that bullshit.
I got a story after you're done.
All right, I'm going to tell your story because it's going to take me a second to find this number.
Oh, okay. All right, well, you know, as most of you know, I called up a new phone. I was inquiring. I wanted to set up basically, me and Kirst are building an asterisk box right now that we might set up.
Okay.
So I called up new phone, and I wanted to ask him about pricing and everything, you know?
Yeah.
And basically, this guy runs the business out of his house.
Yeah, no, we knew that already.
Yeah, well, so, like, you know, he answers the phone, and I'm like, yeah, you know, I just wanted to find out about pricing. He's like, well, you know, shoot over an email at sales@newphone.net, and, you know, I'll send you a little price list and everything. And I'm like, all right, well, I mean, I just wanted to know, you know, how much it would be for, like, a direct inward dial number and outbound calls. He's all, well, whatever you feel comfortable with.
Yeah, new phone is the shit.
What do you mean, whatever I feel comfortable with? He's all, eh, go ahead and PayPal me $5, and that'll prepay for your minutes. And I'm like, okay, so when my balance reaches zero, you're just going to shut off my service and then I got to pay it again? He's all, no. We'll leave your service on, and we'll send you a little email letting you know you got to refill your minutes.
Well, you know, now that you mentioned that, it's not going to last.
Yeah, I know. You shouldn't have done that, Lucky. I think, Lucky, you're full of shit. You just made, like, a call to the wrong number.
She called Cacodate.
Anyway, here's the number. It's an AT&T DMS 500, and it covers fucking area codes 202 and 301. So the number I'm going to call, which is the number I have written down here, is 202-756-9901. Now, what's going to happen is it's going to start playing the verification message saying, like, you know, you have reached. It's going to give me the silly code. Then it's going to tell me it's a DMS 500, fucking AT&T. It's going to start reading off the exchanges. And halfway through the exchanges, it's going to start to fucking stutter, echo, and kick me back to my 4E right here in New York. Watch this.
This is going to be great.
Here we go.
You have reached the TCG Washington, D.C. DMS 500 switch serving the following office code. NPA 202-NXX-756, NPA 301-NXX-354-458-543-545-547-623.
What the fuck?
Your call did not go through. Please try your call again. What
do you think of that?
Nice.
And it does it at a different point every time. I'm going to call it right back, and it's going to do it at a different time. Check it out. It's going to go, it connects, and just after a while it fucks up and kicks me right back to fucking New York.
Office code, NPA 202-NXX-756, NPA 301-NXX-354-458-543-545-547-623.
Now I'm back in New York.
Your call did not go through. Please try your call again.
And that message is coming from my AT&T 4ESS. Here, not in fucking D.C.
Well, obviously that number must not supervise then.
Okay, yes, it does not supervise. Well, wait a minute. Verification numbers are supposed to supervise.
Well, apparently that one doesn't.
I don't know. Well, that's the thing. I thought for a second, I was like, wait a minute, did AT&T, like, stop fucking letting you call unsupervised numbers and letting it go on for more than, like, 10 seconds? So I went and tested out an unsupervised number that I happen to have, which is an error message, which is a pretty cool one, which I'll call right now. The number for this, which plays out unsupervised for a good long time, is 570-387-9900. And I tested it with this to see if maybe AT&T long distance was deciding that they didn't want to let unsupervised calls stay fucking connected for so long. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But apparently, I'm going to call right now, and it'll let me play out the whole thing. Check it out. All right, here we are.
Verizon is experiencing a union strike, and we're sorry, but we're unable to answer your call at this time. Please visit us on the web at Verizon.com 24 hours a day to report trouble, check status, or cancel a report. To speak with a representative, please try again later. We value your business and apologize for any inconvenience. Thank you for your patience during this unusually busy period. Goodbye.
And who is...
Thank you for waiting.
It's still going.
All of our representatives are helping other customers.
This is the same message.
Please hold on, and we'll answer your call as soon as possible. We appreciate your patience.
There it goes again.
I just checked, and all representatives are still busy working with customers.
She just checked.
We'll be with you shortly. Oh, and remember...
Visit
us on the web at Verizon.com. Anytime. To report trouble, check status, or cancel a report. Please continue to hold.
More ringing. Another message.
We're sorry for the delay. It's our goal to provide each customer quality service, and we're helping our customers as quickly as possible. For immediate assistance, you can use the web at Verizon.com.
Fears.com.
Otherwise, please hold on. Oh, and this will be the last message
here. Oh, and you're a dumb bitch.
Wait until your call is answered. Thanks for choosing Verizon. Verizon is experiencing a union.
And that unsupervised number will go on like that forever. Oh, not forever. I think it plays out like twice just like that and then goes to reorder. But that's a long fucking time. So that's not AT&T deciding to reel that unsupervised call back in because I've been on it too long. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Maybe if there's a certain silence for a certain period, then it starts like being all bitchy.
But I don't know. No, it's apparently just this one number.
really the verification for this DMS 500 down there in D.C., Maryland area. So that's
really
very odd. How it just starts, it fucks up, and then it fucking kicks me right back to White Plains. It's fucked up, man. Oh, wait, I shouldn't have said that. Anyway, never mind.
White what?
Owned! Anyway. Any fucking way. So. What the fuck are we doing now? Why is 2000 still doing shit, man? How long does this fucking thing take?
Forever.
Time, especially when you've only got 8 megs of RAM like you do.
Shut the fuck up. 8 megs of RAM. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, Dakota's like, shut the fuck up. I only got 4, you bastard.
8 megs of RAM. I wouldn't even bother going online if I had 8 megs of RAM. I wouldn't even bother turning my computer on. What the fuck? Although the AT&T 286 I got right here is 8 megs of RAM, but that was goddamn good for when that thing came out. So don't front, fucker.
Oh, God.
Anyway. Wow, so it's so thrilling, this show, isn't it?
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah, most definitely, dude. This show is the fucking shit, man.
I don't know, man. You know what I'm thinking?
You know, I heard that this show wasn't going to survive if I didn't come back.
Yeah, I wish we had played that message. I wish I knew you were going to be on.
Okay.
Apparently, this is the return of Lucky 225. How anticlimactic.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Do we have a consensus?
It's just kind of seamless.
We just come back. Yeah, we're just that good.
Yeah.
It's the return of the Jedi. I don't know, man. Yeah, you're right. It's just seamless. You're just fucking back, and we don't really care. Nobody does.
Yeah, no one ever did.
Although, I will say this. I was fucking home on Wednesday night, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I decided, I'm like, wow, it's like 7 o'clock. I'm going to turn on my fucking radio, and I'm going to listen Off the Hook. Right?
Okay.
And for the first time in, I would say, about 68 years, I heard phone shit going down and Off the Hook.
What the hell?
Emmanuel made a call. They were fucking talking about how AT&T rips people off. They were talking about how Sprint sucks. You know what I think? I think they're fearing.
They listened in to Default.
I think they're fearing. I think they heard this, and they were just like, man, we got to step it up a notch. We got to pick up the pace.
No,
we ain't going to survive if we go.
We're not going to survive without Lucky 225.
I'm saying, so Lucky... I know that nobody in the Off the Hook camp will listen to this show ever. So I could safely like contemplate this and fucking plan this all out on the air live. But I'm saying Wednesday. Oh, who just called in?
Doug.
Oh, what's up, Doug? Alright,
yeah.
Lucky. Wednesday.
Yeah.
Me and you. We're gonna call up fucking Emmanuel on Off the Hook.
Yeah.
And we're gonna fucking own him. You ready?
Man, I'm not down with your...
Oh, we're not going to own him. All right, we're not going to own him. We're just going to call him up. We're just going to be dicks. This isn't going to be hard for us. We're dicks all the time. Yeah, my girlfriend's giving me a nod. She's like, yeah.
Oh, man. I'll call Off the Hook. I'll go on the air, but
that's
I'm not going to be a dick. I'm not going to fuck around. We can promote Default, though, on there. Come on.
What happened?
I think we can pimp out Default.
Oh, we're going to pimp it, baby. We're going to pimp it. We are going to pimp it.
Well, I'm saying, like, we should call up and be, like, a special guest, you know, and then fucking after that, you know, just be, like, defaultradio.com.
That's what we're going to say, man. We're going to pimp it.
Speaking of pimping the Default Radio, how's the whole Jenny thing going?
Dude, no one cares. No one cares about Jenny.
No one cares, really?
Actually, you know what? Let's call and check the voicemail.
Whoa, wait a minute. How are you, Lucky 225, going to call and check that voicemail? Because I thought it was an anonymous fan who had been maintaining and doing all those illegal activities. I'm pretty sure it's not you.
They emailed the password, that's why.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter, because then, you know, you can't really log into that. Nobody emailed any. I didn't get a password. All I know is I was never emailed any password. I don't have access to the number 212-867-5309.
I don't even know the number of 212-Jenny or whatever.
Yeah, I don't... No, what I think, Lucky, is what I think. Do you know this anonymous person that emailed it to us?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what you're going to have to do, right? We'll give you a few minutes. You're going to find this anonymous person. Didn't they give you, like, some sort of untraceable, fake, prepaid cell phone number to reach them on?
Yes.
All right, well, and they don't want to talk on the air, right?
talk on the air. That's why I wasn't even mentioning that. I was just going to make it seem like I was going
to
call.
Well, I don't want you to get in any trouble, so I want you to call this anonymous person who doesn't feel like talking on the air, and I want you to get them, if they're so inclined, we're not asking them to do it. They're going to do it on their own free will to gain unauthorized access to a number that's not legally theirs.
Definitely, man.
Okay.
We're not forcing them.
Let's see if they want to.
Every time I've called him, he's always called up and checked the voicemail. I mean, usually it's dumb shit when he calls in, but I mean, I figured he wouldn't care if we played some messages on the air.
All right. Well, I guess I'm cool with that, as long as you know, none of us are doing it.
Oh yeah, of course.
Who just dropped? Was that Doug that dropped?
Let's call
that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, then get the person on here and let's listen to the contents of the number 212-867-5309. Of course, made famous by the classic song by Tommy Tutone, and by the fact that it was selling on eBay, pulled from eBay, and then sold to a private buyer by the name of something. We know their name, though. Owned.
We do.
We know their name, based on a very lead technique.
Which is not public.
All right. Well,
oh, yeah. Don't worry. I ain't going to say it.
I'm going to call him up right now. I'm going to ask him if he wants to do it. And,
all right, do it, do it. We'll be here. We'll still be here, man.
Okay.
We ain't going nowhere.
All right, so let me ask you this about Off the Hook. Were they just bitching about their Sprint bills? Or were they
No. They were actually doing phone stuff from beginning to end. They were doing phone shit, and I was like, man.
I always hear them bitch about their bills and shit like that.
No, that too. They were doing a lot of that. I always hear them do that, too. But the fact that Emmanuel, made a call somewhere, they were doing shit, they were talking about stuff, man. I was like, you know, they caught wind.
Yep.
They call win.
You and Emmanuel have to fight at Hope.
We are. I thought that was already established that was going to happen.
Well, there was talk about it, but I don't know if they got the steel cage rented in time.
Oh, I'm going to bring my own steel cage because you know I got one.
Nice.
I got one in the fucking backyard, man.
No, not a bondage cradle, dude. Steel cage.
Wait,
all right.
More new messages. You have 9 unheard messages.
Okay.
The following 9 messages have not been heard. First unheard message. End of message. Delete this.
Get rid of it.
Message deleted. Next message. End of message. To delete this message. Message deleted. Next message. To send a numeric page. Press 2. Now. End of message. Delete this message. Message deleted. Next message.
Hi, my name is Carol Ancona. I've been trying to reach someone at this number. I'm not quite sure who the name didn't come through clearly here. I think it was Jenny, possibly. It was in reference to a Marriott vacation package that someone had in coolsavings.com about the Escaped Orlando vacation package with Marriott. Residence in SeaWorld, Marriott, packets to Walt Disney World.
Lucky, your phone's fucking up.
It's 189.
All right, well, I had to hang up on that guy. I hope he doesn't kill me for that. But
yeah, your phone was fucking up. Okay, well, was there anything important that really?
Oh, I don't know. He just started playing the messages. It sounded like they were all new.
Oh, okay.
So whatever he just heard, that was heard for the first time, I think.
All right, well, apparently somebody...
I think if there was anything important, he would have saved it and told me about it.
Yeah, well, apparently, somebody, well, it seems from that last message that was fucking up that we were hearing, apparently someone signed up for some contest or for some vacation package type of rip-off scam fucking telemarketing deal under the name Jenny with that number.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like. Either that or someone thought they were really funny.
Yeah, well, that's not that funny. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Hey.
All right, well, there you go. Fucking listening to the contents of the phone number 212-867-5309. Listening to that shit. Great. Tommy Tutone would be proud.
Yes, he would.
Although, dude, is 415-867-5309, which was indeed Jenny's number in the song, is that still under occupation is it still under control of an occupying government?
No. Actually, that number, which was owned, I remember calling that and hearing that computer voice.
It was owned. It was owned for a time.
Yeah, it was owned at one time, but I think I called it a couple weeks ago and some guy answered. I think his name's Ken or something. Go ahead and rap.
Well, Ken, you know, we apologize.
Why are we calling on the show?
We apologize to you, Ken, that people are doing this stuff in the name of Default Radio. It's obviously a very popular program. People want to, I don't know, people, they want everyone to fear the skills, is what I think. Fear the Windows 2000 professional skills.
Oh, shit. Is it 2% finish yet, or what?
Fear them, man. No, it's right now it's saving settings. I don't know why it needs to save them, but whatever. Doing stuff. It's working. It's working. All those 8 megs of RAM are fucking going, man. I hear the gears cranking. Going.
1 meg is broken, probably.
The what?
All 7. I said 1 meg is broken, but all 7 are still banging out.
Oh, yeah. God, I hate fucking computers. Like I said, if that one person came by with that Nopix disk, I mean, I'd probably be, it would be smooth sailing.
No, with a telepath modem? No, you wouldn't be.
With a telepath, yeah, you know, what the fuck, man?
You
got to go to
fucking modem.
I gotta go to fucking, well, that's my fault for being on dial-up, but you know what, it's free, and I'm a cheap bastard, so I guess I gotta hit freaking Comp USA and get myself some fucking, US Robotics.
$200
well, if you do that, be sure to consult me first, though. I can get you that shit at cost and then ship it
out.
Dude,
a fucking 56K US Robotics modem at Comp USA is $10. What's cost, 7? Oh, no!
Yeah, but you need some
cost would actually be like $3, actually.
Seriously? You can get me, why don't you just ship it out to me, motherfucker?
Yeah, I guess then you'd have to pay for shipping. Shipping's probably worth more than the modem, but...
Well, I'm just going to go to Comp USA. That's it, and pay $10 for a U.S. Robotics 56 fucking K, baby. That K is for K-Rad.
Oh, boy.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Well, it's coming upon 11 o'clock, and... Seeing as how the show kind of sucked because I had no internet access and no way to get anything to talk about.
I should have went out to L.A. I could be at a 2600 meeting right now.
You should have went, bro. We weren't stopping you. I'd rather have you on your cell phone than on this Packet 8 fucking horseshit.
Well, that's the thing. I was going to do it. I was going to go to L.A. and be on the cell phone at the same time.
Yeah.
But the problem with that was my cell phone battery died. So.
What a jerk you are, man. You could have done it. I'd rather have you on the cell phone. Remember the default rule. The rule here at Default Radio is you use the best phone that's available to you. And if, I don't know, between Packet 8 and a fucking AT&T fucking GSM fucking gate phone or whatever, I'd go with the Celly, baby. That's just fucking me. Is Doug around, man?
I don't know. He's probably not even recording the show. I don't think we're on the air anymore.
How many people are on the stream? Can somebody go check that for me? Because I want to see what kind of horrible fucking thing this is.
Yeah, sure. Hold on one second.
Should we take calls?
Yeah, I think we should.
All right, you know what? We're going to take calls. The call-in number, 508-295-9926, extension 333. Once again.
There's 15 people listening, by the way.
Oh, that's nice, man. 15 people. They should have been listening last week when we had a good show. All right, like I said, call-in number, 508-295.
Like I said,
what?
Can't survive without the 225.
Shut the fuck up, man.
Brought your listeners back, baby.
As a matter of fact, you know what? Before we do that, I did get a message from somebody. Since we can't open with it because we didn't know you were going to be here, I'm going to fucking be right back. I got a message from somebody. I think he went by the name of Digital Liquid Acid. And we're gonna hear his message. I'm going to call that up right now, as a matter of fact. I'll be right back. Talk amongst yourselves. Do what you got to do.
See, I was just trying to explain to Decoder. I mean, look at this. I have nothing to talk about, but I come on the air and people are like, shit, man, look, he's back. He's on the fucking air.
It's like triple the listeners from last week. It's amazing.
Serious.
Every time there's a good show, nobody listens. But every time we have nothing to do, fucking people just tune in like crazy.
They're like, shit, Lucky's talking. I got to fucking pay some attention.
Yeah, that's really what matters, definitely.
It is, seriously.
We didn't even know you were going to be on the show. How the fuck did they know?
I have no idea. Man, it was a friend told a friend told a friend, man.
Shut the fuck up, Lucky.
God. I'm serious. Word of mouth. Our 6 loyal listeners that listen no matter what were like, shit, Lucky's on.
It dropped and we got 6 other ones, yeah.
Telling you.
Anyway, yo, how long is it taking to through this fucking number?
He said talk amongst yourself, so we're going to...
Yeah,
talking amongst
like
ourselves.
Fucking 20 minutes, though.
Oh, Default Radio.
Default Radio, here we go.
We should just have commercials.
The fuck was that thing? Did you guys hear that or what?
Yeah, it was like a TDD or something.
Who was doing that shit?
I don't know.
All right. Here we go.
New voicemail message. One.
Yo, this is digital liquid acid, and I think Lucky 225 should be left back on the air because that guy fucking rocks, man. She went downhill since he went off the air. You guys aren't gonna survive without him. Yeah.
Sunday, March 28th.
That's you.
So I don't know, digital liquid acid. He wanted Lucky back, and Lucky is back.
That's so lucky.
Was that lucky, do you think?
That's gotta be lucky.
Come on, I wouldn't do something like that.
You were joking around and admitted. That sounds like, that has the expression of you, and that even sounds like you.
Dude, I can't help it if I got, you know.
All right, well, no more arguing about it. Digital liquid acid has spoken. 508-295. Doug, shut the fuck up. 508-295-9926, extension 333. Number once again, 508-295-9926, extension 333. And we'll be calling that up momentarily. Get on there. You got something to say? I'm sure it'll be a lot more than we have to say.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let the people speak, my friend.
Let them speak. We ain't going to survive without the listeners.
We won't. No.
What are you talking about, we won't?
Well, what are we going to do streaming a fucking show with zero listeners? What the hell is that going to do? Seriously.
Do I need to do, what is this, fucking network identification wizard? I don't like wizards, and I don't want to fucking identify my network.
All right, well, you know what? We got an email from a guy who doesn't give out his handle. He's saying, I don't like tinyurl.com, so I just want to start using hugeurl.com.
There's a hugeurl.com
now? Huge URL.
You mean it lengthens? Does it lengthen URLs? Go to hugeurl.com and type in defaultradio.com.
I'm going to do it right now, man.
Huh?
Huge URL.
You know what? I found a better one than any other one, but I don't remember what the site was, so yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, enter a URL to make it huge. All right, let's try defaultradio.com.
Make
clear.
Like 15 lines long.
Oh, my Jesus fucking Christ. Huge URL, man. It's like, seriously, it's like 20 lines.
Nice. Hugeurl.com. Well, whoever sent us that email, big shouts to you.
Other than that, I want to hear a mix of Baja Man Who Let the Dogs Out, but I want Default Radio Man Who Let Lucky 225 Out.
Oh, my God.
It, then he says, by the way, help yourself to a Swedish girl, and then on the bottom is a picture of some Swedish girl.
Nice. Yo, wait a minute. What the fuck is this network identification wizard? Could I just click cancel?
Swedish girl with, like, a dildo or something.
This wizard helps you connect your computer to a network.
Hey, aren't we supposed to be getting our listeners on?
I want to know what to do with this.
There's a delay on the stream, dude. Hold on.
Yeah, there's a delay. What do I do with this thing?
Just cancel it.
Okay.
Again, 508-295-9926, extension 333.
Okay, username, administrator, password, password. No, God.
No, secret. God damn it.
Secret.
We got an email from Paul Well, or P-A-W-E-L. He says, great show last week, asshole. I didn't know, I don't know shit about phones, but I like to hear your assholes curse and call phone numbers at the same time. I didn't know what
the... All right. We got the other bridge bridged in.
You bridged in?
Yeah, I sure did. Fear my package.
They're just going to cut out is all they're going to do. Anyway,
what the fuck kind of noise is that? My computer just played me a song. It sounded like fucking like Enya or somebody.
Anyway, this guy also wrote, off topic, he's going to NYC on Saturday. Is IMAX Theater any good, Decoder?
Is what?
Is IMAX Theater in New York City any good?
Yeah, of course. I've been going to that shit since they fucking opened up.
All right.
So wait, we got the bridge on here?
Yes, we do. Yes.
Okay, who's on?
Yes. Yep.
Also, correct.
Oh, no.
He also sent another email saying, please never
mention... Hey, you fuckers! We got the bridge trying to talk!
Yeah, everybody be quiet.
Rick Walters.
Lucky, hang up on the bridge.
No, I'm not
call
talking, because they're not going to hear me under your packet.
Yeah. Lucky, hang up. I'm calling.
All right, I hung it up. Call it.
He also said, please don't mention anything ever about Tech TV again, especially Kevin Rose and the Broken Video Zine. This guy was really offended by Tech TV, I guess.
Dude, Kevin Rose is lead.
Okay, now the bridge is on. Okay, and who's on the bridge?
Ron, Harry Potter.
Everybody's talking at once. Kizzle, Cessna. Why am I echoing? Protrax. Why am I echoing?
Yo, punch down.
Code Monkey.
Code Monkey. No doubt.
First time caller, long time listener.
You're echoing because it's Lucky's fault.
Yeah, Lucky.
Lucky, get off. You were banned.
No, he's back on. He's back on.
No. I am allowed on. Tron, you are banned. That's my first,
Your first act rule.
Ban this, Lucky.
Anyway, does anybody on the bridge that have anything useful to say? Because we sure fucking don't.
I do.
All right.
I called up that number, whatever it was, the 202-756.
Yeah, yeah.
And for me, what happened was at the end of the message, after it did the stutter thing, you heard kind of a dial tone, or kind of, and it replayed the message. It does that about 3 or 4 times.
Really? Why did it kick back to my 4E, I wonder?
Because you're on a landline.
Uh-huh.
Because you're black.
Well, that too.
I am on the Pegadate.
On the Pegadate.
You're on a real switch. He's just on a VoIP phone, you know. So it's
well, that's it. People with different phones got to test out that thing and see what they fucking get.
Yeah, I want to know what it says on the Verizon phone, actually.
That's it. I'd love to know. I'd love to fucking know.
But Dakota, you're on your Rolls Royce of telecom providers. Why would you want anybody else to try it?
Well, you know, just to see what happens. Everybody does something. That's what a lot of people outside of the U.S. enjoy about the system in the fucking U.S. is that it's just all different. Everywhere else, it's the fucking same. You know, who just dropped? Doug?
Yeah.
Anyway.
We're just a bunch of non-standard components linked together.
Oh, dude, what do you need decoders on the Rolls Royce? You just said he was on AT&T long time.
Yeah, actually, I just got my AT&T network. It's fun. I love AT&T. I used to hate them.
It's broadband.
I love AT&T.
Yeah, AT&T wireless sucks. I spent 20 minutes trying to remove all the AT&T customizations for my N-Gage.
Dude, AT&T wireless does suck. The only thing they have good is their Go phone.
Speaking of which,
that was something I was going to bring up on the air. AT&T is losing 150,000 customers a month, and now they're trying all these things.
All right, don't shout it. Just say it.
Okay. They're trying all these certain things to try and retain the customers that they have. Like, for instance, in February, they made that special where you had to sign up a 2-year contract, and you could get unlimited mobile and all kinds of bullshit like that. Now they're sending out letters to their current customers that say, as you may have heard in the news, Singular Wireless will be acquiring AT&T Wireless. And it's going on and on about how that this means better coverage and better service and better features. We're going to be one wireless company united. They're trying to retain their customers with this bullshit, man. It's
stop screaming.
People are leaving.
Holy shit.
What's up?
Why is fucking Windows 2000 811 megs?
Because you fear it.
What are you talking about? That's so tiny.
How the fuck did that happen?
Wizards, man, it's all the wizards.
Dude, this is my second install of this today. The first time, when I put it on top of fucking 98, it was fucking 600-something megs. How did it get to 811 on a fucking clean install?
It's WoW Windows.exe that you installed.
What the fuck is it? What's 811 megs? I don't want 11 megs of this shit.
Well, how big is your hard drive?
It's all 3.1 then.
Dude. That's nothing, dude. That's a tiny OS right there.
Yeah. Okay.
That's so small.
I just don't understand why it was 600, like in 610 before, now it's 811. What the fuck? What changed?
It's medium WoW DLL or something.
Man, maybe I shouldn't have used this FAT32 shit.
Should have used NTFS.
I don't know because it fucking
was
the default.
That's probably why, actually. You know what? That's probably why. Maybe because you can stick with that FAT.
Yeah, that's probably it.
You conserve more space.
Well, you know what? This is the way I figure it. I could always fucking change it to that NTFS, but if I went on NTFS, I could never change it back to FAT.
Yeah.
So, fuck it. I'll make whatever. 811 megs, fine. I could deal with that. Even though 98 was 166 megs, I don't know what extra shit I'm getting in 2000.
Well, you know why it was only 100 megs? Because that's why it just didn't work. You know, they didn't put the
Oh, yeah, because none of the drivers were there.
They forgot to leave the OS in there in that 111 megs.
Yeah, right.
All it was the interface, you know.
All it was your porn collection.
I know.
500 megs is like the
core. That was a clean install. No porn yet. No porn, man, because I'm thinking I'm going to need at least like 10, 12 gigs of porn.
I don't need 811 megs to be taken out of
that
valuable pornography space.
I mean, 800 megs isn't that much.
But it's the point is, see, it's not the point that how much it is. It's the point that there's shit there that I don't fucking need. The extra 200 megs that I think is there, that's a lot of porn, man.
Like 200,000 JPEG images?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. That's what you got to look at it in terms of. Not the fact that 811 megs isn't that big of an OS. That's a lot of porn, man.
A lot of porn and a whole hell of a lot of phone numbers.
Yeah, that too. How much text is fucking 200 megs? We got to look at the big picture here. The bigger picture is that I don't really know what the fuck is 811 megs of fucking Windows. What's there? Can I start deleting stuff right now?
Dude, Windows XP would be like a gig and a half, probably.
Yeah, well, that's why I don't want XP. Where's fucking Windows Explorer? Oh, there.
Yeah, but it's good. It's like...
That sucks.
Come on,
Decoder, get with the times, man.
Who wants XP?
Decoder just doesn't like operating systems that work.
Yes, I don't...
Decoder, when you get on the internet, head to 98light.net. They've got some optimizations that's allow you to remove a lot of crap.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, that's what I'm going to do then, because, you know, I don't want to have to go through this manually and fucking get rid of all the shit that I know goddamn well I'm never, ever, ever going to fucking need.
Well, if you, like, remove Internet Explorer and you replace it with Firefox, like Mozilla Firefox...
I keep IE. That's one thing I'm going to keep. Every once in a while, you need it. Every once in a while, you run into that little fucking problem where some fucking site just doesn't want to work, and you know goddamn well IE will do it.
Yeah, because most of the people using the Internet Explorer, so that's what your designers are going to use.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, you know,
I tend to
leave, if it's a Windows machine, yeah, I'm going to leave IE on the fucking thing. That's just me. That's my personal fucking opinion.
Well, because IE is Windows, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's embedded in the fucking OS. I think, you know, why wait for something to start up? Whatever. Of course, you know, Firefox is going on this machine tonight, but the point is that IE is going to stay. That's just me. That's just my opinion. Whatever. Anybody can say what they want. A lot of people don't like Windows.
I have an interesting T-Mobile promotion for prepaid.
Really?
Yeah, if you're in like WAP and mobile data, it's pretty cool.
Nice.
If you sign up for T-Mobile prepaid, they'll give you unlimited wireless data.
Really?
And if you add a $25 top-up card, your account will last for a year.
And how much do they charge you for this freaking T-Mobile? Because I don't know the pricing on these fucking prepaid.
You get I got a color screen phone. With a SIM card and a charger and a headset for $80 tonight.
Nice.
Yeah.
They don't have unlimited, like Go Phone, though, do they?
They don't have unlimited minutes. They have unlimited internet, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, you get it just for that.
Wait a second, Decoder. Were you talking about that movie I saw on Lifetime at the beginning of the show?
No, what are you talking about?
Dude, what the fuck? Why is Natus, like, asking me about a movie I saw on Lifetime?
I don't know, man. Maybe he read your diary.
Maybe
I wasn't talking about that.
I don't have any fucking diary. Wait.
You saw a movie on Lifetime?
Maybe he went to your blog. Didn't you fucking mention it on there?
I have a fucking blog.
Yeah,
man.
You do. It's like
you
no, dude. It was probably Lucky's Tackety Conversations.
That could have been
Lucky,
it.
Your cable TV provider's watching you and giving everything to Natus.
That's what I'm saying.
Look! It wasn't my cable TV provider because I don't have one. I watched it on my.
He just admitted to watching it.
Yeah, there you go.
I watched it at my mom's house, and I told Decoder about it on my cell phone. It's not my fucking Packet 8. It's not my cable company.
You didn't tell me about that, did you?
Yes, I did. You're the only person that I told about that.
Huh? Well, I don't remember saying anything to Natus. And I damn sure didn't say it on this show.
AT&T people know.
Now everyone knows, Lucky.
Not to mention archive downloads.
You could have just kept it quiet.
What's wrong with that? It was a good show, man.
Hey, did you watch Golden Girls after that?
Man, just because Lifetime doesn't mean it was bad, dude. This kid was like
hey, you
the
know
weirdest
what?
Social
it's
engineer.
Just because the show's about gay guys, it doesn't mean it's gay either.
God.
Okay, well, that's the new poll. Everybody send in your answers. This is the new poll. We want to hear from you people. The poll is, what's worse, watching Will and Grace or watching something on Lifetime?
Something on
Sorry, dude. Will and Grace is that Megan chick,
dude.
Dude, Will and Grace is that Megan chick. She has great boobs. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm telling you, man, this movie on fucking Lifetime rocked. I don't care what fucking channel it was on. I don't care if it was on the goddamn old lady channel. I really don't give a fuck.
It was on the old lady channel.
It's on the Disney channel.
No, I have no. Apparently, I've just been informed that there's another fucking ovary channel called WE, Women's Entertainment. Women must think they're like blacks or something, because they're the only other people that fucking want their own channel.
They have a lot of channels, dude.
What, Spike TV? Is that what it's called? What is that,
like
tractor pulls?
No, that's like television for men or some shit. It's the dumbest thing.
Cracker Entertainment.
It's the same people who ran the Nashville Network and the National Channel and the bullshit. It's retarded.
Well, all I know is,
It's like disassembling engines and like NASCAR. It's about all they show on that channel.
NASCAR.
It's a television channel that keeps liking to fail, so they keep changing their name, trying to make people forget about.
But
them.
Here's the point, though. Right. The point is that not all guys only watch Spike TV or whatever the fuck, but all women only watch Lifetime. They don't watch anything else.
And We and Oxygen and.
Is that what it's called? We and Oxygen. That was the other one. Doug knows them all, apparently.
Oh, I know the cable networks, man. I know who owns what.
Doug knows them all.
I know what owns what.
Doug is like a TV freaking guru or something, man.
TV. I used to run a TV website back in the day.
Well, you know what? Web TV?
No.
TV web.
I have an interesting story. The guy who first developed web TV ditched about $1 million into my old school.
Really?
Yeah, and he was like such an asshole.
Did he hook up everything with Web TV?
No, it depends which owner of Web TV, 96 Web TV or 97 Web TV.
Perlman, 96. Uh-huh. Before Microsoft bought the shit.
But yeah, well, because there's like two, there's one. Yeah, right when Microsoft bought the shit, they changed the owners and everything. And it sort of sucked.
No, but the funny thing was that they bought like all these plasma TVs and all this stuff, and it stayed in the president's office. The students never saw the stuff.
What a dick.
It was just wonderful. I know. My school pretty much embezzled the money.
Why didn't you just shoot up your school like a normal person?
I was planning on it up until I left that.
I do, for the record, I advocate school shootings. I feel that it's a necessary thing.
Dude, you know how fun that is, though?
I know, man.
It's like
if I was still in high school, fuck, man.
I get the old
trench coat out.
You're so lucky that we have the freedom to do the show on the internet, because I swear, if this was on the air, we'd be pulled so fast.
Well, we'd be pulled, and you know what?
So owner ass.
That would, you know, the FCC would own us, and you know what? Good.
The Patriot Act people are like listening to us right now, and they're like writing down our addresses.
I think that's like inciting something. I don't know. Whatever. Good. Shoot your school.
We're sending out the vans right now.
I'm saying it's necessary. I'm saying people in school, you know, you go to school, there's a lot of dicks there.
You're
going to
be pulled out of your house by guys in black suits, naked and handcuffed.
Oh well. So, you know. Chances one take.
Next morning show after Howard Stern.
I believe in free speech, and I believe in freedom of thought and expression. And if my personal feelings are that school shootings are cool,
hey, when Howard Stern gets kicked off the air,
school shootings are a form of expression.
That's it. I probably will get a lot of flack for this because, you know, my apologies in advance to anybody who was killed in a school shooting. I mean, yeah, you were probably a dick because why'd they kill you anyway? But the point is that it's art. That's what I think. It's art.
School shootings are art.
Well, the thing with school shooting, if I could kill my teachers and students, I'd probably study a lot more better.
Yeah. I think some people might disagree with us, Decoder, but I'm going to have to side with you
it's
on
art.
This one.
A lot of people really, you know, they have a problem with art half the time.
Stress. What's wrong with that?
It's art. You get some stress, you shoot a few people,
that's
and it's done
like
with,
video
and you're good
games
again.
So much. That's why I like video games and shooting people so much, because it's just so great.
Yeah, and if you know, one day you just got to do it in real life. I mean, video games, they contribute to wanting to do it in real life.
You should make a school shooting video game.
Oh my God. That's a good idea.
And you wouldn't be able to sell it in the U.S. because you'd have about 1 million mothers saying...
Well, fuck them. They're just dumb bitches who don't know anything.
I'm going to, like, design one.
what the hell is wrong with these mothers anyways? You know, they all have, like, 1 million kids, and then they want everyone else to be responsible for their shit.
Well, no shit. It's just that they're big, fat, dumb bitches, and nobody really gives a shit. They're the bitches that drive like a fucking Suburban down the street, and their excuse for having such a fucking huge vehicle is that they have to fit out. Oh, I have three kids, and I have to go get groceries. It's like, look.
I have a family and a dog.
I could fit that shit in my Volvo. Fuck you.
Yeah. You know, and then they're going to bitch about, the movie theater better not let my kid into a rated R movie. You know what? Maybe you shouldn't have had the kid in the first place.
Yes,
but maybe you should fucking watch him.
And that's a good way to wind down the show. Because
my local movie theater, I'm 17 and I can't go to an R-rated movie because the parents were complaining that 17-year-olds were going.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. 17,
like,
I thought was R-rated.
Yeah, 17, it's restricted 17, and our movie theater requires you to be 18.
Now, that's illegal.
It's not illegal unless it's over the age of 40.
Let me tell you. They're not offering you the right to see that movie for free. You're fucking paying for it. Fuck them. Okay. You say, okay, when I turn 18, I'm never paying because you don't let me in now. Then you're just gonna. It's like if that's a privilege to go see the movie. You know what? They don't have to charge you either. Fuck that. Fuck that. We're gonna wind down the show here. But instead of giving shouts, we're gonna give fuck yous. And my first fuck you is to mothers. Fuck you, okay? Fuck all of you fat, disgusting, fucking greasy fucking bitches. Fuck you. You can't fucking watch your kids, kill them. That's another thing. Mothers killing their kids. Good stuff.
Damn, dude.
Oh, I got to tell you, though. I mean, there's not even a law that requires them to card you or anything.
I know. It's just their choice. So you know what? Blow up your movie theater if they fucking won't let you see an R-rated movie at 17.
Can't we own their movie phone lines?
We probably could. Somebody should go own the fucking whole theater.
Yeah.
When you turn 18, go in there.
Everyone is now admitted to a rated R movie.
When you turn 18, go to that movie theater, go see an R-rated movie, and halfway through it, pull a knife out and just tear the screen apart with
a
knife.
That's bullshit, though, man. You only have to be 17. I don't know where they're getting off on that.
All right, somebody's making noise in the comp. We're out of here. Later, everybody. All right, now they stop. All right, everybody in the comp, you got any fuck yous? Not shouts, fuck yous.
Fuck T-Mobile for the woman at the store who got pissed at me and, like, was ready to kick me out of the store.
Fuck her. She probably hasn't got cock and can never get cock because she's ugly.
Fuck that little bitch.
Yeah, fuck her. She's ugly. Next fuck you.
Fuck Microsoft.
Lucky 225.
Yeah, fuck Lucky 225 and fuck Microsoft. Very good.
Yeah, fuck me. I'm a little bitch.
Hell yeah. Anybody else got any fuck yous before I drop the comp?
Fuck everyone who isn't listening to the show right now.
That's right. Fuck them. They don't need it. They can go fuck themselves.
They should all fucking die.
That's right. They should all die. We just hate them. We hate everyone. That's like the Typo Negative song. We hate everyone.
Oh, and fuck the RIAA.
Yeah, fuck the RIAA. Fuck
we them. Hate everyone. As always, we hate everyone on default.
All right, that's it. I'm dropping the comp. Last fuck yous before I kick it.
And fuck landlines.
Eight. Oh, yeah,
fuck
FCC.
Fuck landlines, they work. I hate
back
them.
At eight.
Fuck back at eight. All right, that's it. The cop is getting dropped.
I got a fuck you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, it's Hasselhoff. I have a fuck you for senior quality burritos because I've been shitting my brains out all fucking night. And this is
yeah, fuck those burritos.
Yeah, fuck the damn Mexican food, man.
I have one more fuck you.
All right.
Fuck you, Lucky CG5, because you mentioned pizza, then I just ordered the one.
Oh, yeah, you got owned, man. We're going to call it up. Where do you live?
I told you, Lucky works for Pizza Hut. Actually, I asked him what my address was, and they told me.
That's it. There you go. Pizza Hut is how to own people. But that's it. The comp is getting dropped. Later, everybody. We'll be back next week on the comp for more fuck yous. All right, comp is gone.
All right.
Fucking Doug, any fuck yous?
Nah, just you, Decoder.
Fuck you, Doug. Lucky, any fuck you?
Yeah, man, I'm telling you, fuck Packet 8.
Yeah, oh yeah.
AT&T Wireless.
Fuck.
You know what? Fuck my employer too, because they're still being skanky little bitches.
They're new.
They're verifying my past employment when I've been working there for 2 weeks. Why are they still trying to verify shit that's old?
Because they're new. I thought they were private investigators.
What are they going to do? Fire me after they're like already required to pay me?
Yeah, new.
What the?
Well, all right, I gotta go. I'm gonna take care of engineering over here, so.
Alright, we'll do it. Are you gonna start playing the song? Cause we're out of here, man.
I'm engineering, don't worry.
Are you playing the song?
In a second.
Do right fucking now. Don't give me the
right now.
Alright, the song you're hearing right now, of course, Led Zeppelin. And this song is, The Ocean. That's what we're closing with tonight. Not Theory. Any fuck yous?
I got fuck yous to everybody except for Hoho and Code Monkey because they're leaving.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, Code Monkey is the one who's trying to start that Connecticut 2600 meeting.
Oh, that's Code Monkey. Okay.
Yeah, he's Curious George on the forums, but he's Code Monkey on
that. Alright, well, yo, fucking Code Monkey, we'll fucking, yo, me and NotTheory will be there if it's fucking close. If it's in Greenwich, we'll definitely be there. Fucking, that's it for your fuck yous? Oh, wait, that was a fuck yous.
That was anti-fuck yous. I changed it into a shout.
Oh, damn you. You ruined it.
I said fuck you to everybody except them.
Oh, except them. Oh, okay, yeah. Well, hey, you owned me.
Owned. And fuck Kevin for having a hunger.
Yeah, fuck. He's always eating, man. Anyway, my fuck yous, of course, go to Not Theory for ruining his fuck yous and also not bringing me a fucking Nopix.
Why don't you come pick it up?
Because the fucking
bucket. We'll talk about this later after the show.
Yeah, right. But another fuck you goes to Microsoft Windows 2000 Professional. Because it's fucking 811 megs, but I just installed it 3 hours ago, and it was 611 megs. I don't know what these other 200 fucking megs are, but fuck you, Microsoft. I think if I do it again, it's going to be like 2 gigs. and a big, huge, fucking gigantic fuck you to everyone who does not listen to Default Radio. Because you all suck. Fuck you. You're worthless. You have no idea what you're missing. This is fucking, like, the goddamn lead of shit right here. Ever. We're the fucking best. Yeah, fuck you, too, behind me. Alright. And that's it. You know what? As every week, I have been Decoder, and even after we go, I'll continue to be Decoder. And yeah, Lucky 225 is back.
And as always.
Not Theory might be fired.
Yep, probably.
And as always, everything is always on fucking default. Later. La 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 la